I received a prophetic word in a last-minute attempt to make a comeback. Brady will be picked off Kansas City by 4. Now you know if that doesn't come true, I'm a fake prophet, right? No, so it's a Super Bowl Sunday. It's a wonderful American tradition, I think. Just a time for everybody to just have goof off and have some fun and all around this big football game that we have. I know that's been my tradition growing up. Up until last year, when we found out that the Packers were donating to Planned Parenthood, and everything stopped for me. And I spent last year during the Packer game in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And this year, just didn't watch any football at all. If you knew me from my childhood, you'd know that it's like the biggest sacrifice in the world. Then 2 weeks ago, 2 hours before the game with Tampa Bay, somebody informed me that not only did the Packers stop donating to Planned Parenthood, but now they're donating to a lot of Catholic organizations, parishes, and pro-life organizations. You prayed, God listened, and I get to watch football again. So yeah, I'm going to watch today. The antics with the kneeling and all that seems to have simmered down for the most part. I think the Packers keep them in the tunnel during the national anthem. But anyway, so you know, we're trying to navigate, aren't we, through a lot of things right now. You know, this story of Jesus healing Peter's mother-in-law. Then they heard about this, and then they brought all the sick and everybody was possessed, and he cured them and cast out demons. But you'll notice as the story goes on, early before dawn, I was reading this, I was thinking about what I did when the strip club was here. I did the same thing. Early before dawn, I went up to Blue Mountain State Park and got up on top of that lookout tower that overlooked this whole area here in Madison and beyond, and prayed over it. And the demons were expelled, right, from our town here. We have to be about that ourselves. But we have to go away for a while, right? That's what Jesus models over and over. He went away for a while by himself. Then they came out looking for him and said, everybody's looking for you and all that. I was thinking, too, that, of course, this week I'm going to be taking a personal retreat. That's the new name I'm giving to my staycations, by the way. All right? Because I half joke that I do these staycations, but in reality, what I am doing is a retreat every time I do that. Because what am I doing? First of all, I'm clearing my calendar, so it's just me and the Lord. And then I do a lot of praying. I love being as close as I can be to the Lord, and I try my best during that whole week to do that in various ways. And then I do a lot of study. You know, I want to know the Lord. I want to know my faith better. And so I do a lot of that. And then, if the Lord inspires me, then I do a lot of writing. It's my way of teaching, right? I've been doing that for many, many years now, right for the last decade or so, through Roman Catholic Man. We're living in a time right now, especially right now. I think it's been there for a while, but it's exploded right now, where we're just simply being lied to. Okay, we're being lied to. I mean, we just found out too that what we suspected, okay, conspiracy theory, that there's this ruling class, New World Order, cabal, you know, conspiracy theory. No, Time Magazine just wrote an article about it. You know, it's true. And what are they doing? They're manipulating us. They're lying to us. And who would have thought what happened in the last 4, 5, 6 years? What they've gotten away with, and the way that they've lied and cheated and stolen. You can't make this up. It's shocking. And now it's no longer conspiracy theory, it's just plain fact. And even though it's fact, because the ruling class owns all of the levers of influence, they can just do it and tell us to sit down and shut up. So, there's never been more time than right now for us to push the light of truth out into this darkness, this evil of lies right now. And I want to stop and just say this too. I don't fault people who got into and are into conspiracy theories. First of all, you can't trust the media. They're just plain lying to us. So you got to search. We got to search on our own to try to find the truth. And then when that possible truth seems far-fetched, and we'll be called conspiracy theorists also, well, far-fetched in comparison to what evil has done the last 4, 5, 6 years and what they've gotten away with, not so much. Nothing seems far-fetched anymore, in other words. Nothing seems far-fetched anymore, in other words. And so I don't fault people who are scrambling for the truth. And what I'm trying to do, and I know there's others that are committed to this, and again, this is why I'm going to like this retreat, is that, Lord, help me to understand. Help me to know the truth you want me and others to know. You know, to undo the lines, to deprogram us in essence. We're being indoctrinated in these times by an alarming rate. And again, we see it among our loved ones and friends and neighbors. I mean, we can't believe what they believe, right? I mean, it's really? Really? I mean, they just turned out a bill that would criminalize infanticide. So if a baby survives an abortion, you let it die. You don't try to help it to stay alive. I mean, that's far-fetched, isn't it? I mean, it's a horror. And if we're so conditioned, so programmed, that ho-hum, you know, go fishing and golfing, and not say or do or stand up against this, who are we? What are we? Are we children of God, truly? And I know people are tired, too. I am, too. Why don't we take a retreat? Just to recuperate. Because Lent's coming. Jesus, they're looking for you. He said, for this is the reason why I came. This is my purpose, he said. And then what did he do? He preached and drove out demons. You know what we're going to do during Lent? You and I are going to drive out demons. In the most effective way the church can possibly give us. First of all, we're going to get on to Satan. We want to know what he's doing. We're not going to accept that these lies, this evil is normal. No, we're going to call him out. Here's what he's doing here. Here's what he's doing here. Here's what he's doing here for these 40 days of Lent. And then we're going to say, okay, Lord, what have you shown us as the most effective way to expel demons? In some cases, it's adoration. In other cases, it's a rosary. In another case, it might be St. Michael Chaplet. I mean, or it's just getting near to the Lord. See, that's the key. We have to get like this with God. You know, here's my pattern in a typical year. I take a week-long vacation with my priest friends that I went to seminary with. So I'm 33 years a priest this year. So for 35, 36 years, we've been vacationing together. I lost one of them this summer, devastated by that. So the five of us is now four going to get together. And so I go away for that. And I get Father Kuhn to help out. But But in other times during the year, see, the canon law allows up to a month for priests, 4 weeks to vacation. I think some years I've gone all the way to four, but it's more times it's two or three. But and then they want you to go on a retreat. Well, here's what I do. Those other times outside of going with my priest friends in the seminary, I literally go on retreat those other two or three times. And I'm a hermit. But here's what else I do too, is I make myself still accessible. Before dawn, he got up and he went away to pray. But then they found him. I want you to find me. I don't want to be in, Istanbul or Mexico or whatever, so you can't find me. If you want to come to confession, come on. What I try not to do is schedule things, that's the thing. But if people want to find me, or a lot of times when I've had these times when I've been here retreating, okay, on these weeks, and I usually have a spiritual director that guides me, or I have a theme that I go through the week. But while I'm here, it's always been inevitable that a funeral comes up. But see, I'm here. I'm not in Canada or England. You know, I'm here. And so, and that, I think that's why Jesus did it. He went away to pray, but he was still accessible. I may be wrong about that, but that's what I try to do, okay? Even when we go on vacation with my friends, I'm an hour away. So if I have to come back, I can. So I just say that to say, listen, today is Super Bowl Sunday. We all need to unwind. You just have to. You have to turn off some time and just relax and recreate. It's restorative to do that. But there's other times that you have to come and give it all to the Lord. Okay? Even if that's just moments on different days. Hey, honey, I always say with couples who have tons of kids and they're busy and all this, at some point they go, I'm going to go to Quick Trip and get a gallon of milk. So watch the kids or whatever. Well, how about, you know, another time you go, hey, I'm going to go for a walk. Or I'm going to go up into the corner of the bedroom where our little home altar is. You know, just to have those times where it's you and the Lord and you stop. So that's part of what we're going to be doing this Lent too, is to help us to get more conditioned that way. I actually just forgot. I brought one over. I can show it to you. But I'm so excited. Here's the book that Father Altman, Father Peckman, and I wrote together. This is that retreat we did this summer. It was kind of a test drive. And now we're doing it this Lent, called Let Freedom Ring, a 40-day tactical training for freedom from the devil. Okay, you don't need to get this book. Okay, if you're on the email list, the U.S. Grace Force email list, you'll get basically this book in your email every day, 40 pieces, okay? So, but get the book too, okay? I'm really excited about this. And as we were finishing editing this, you know, checking it for last minute errors and all that, I was reading through it again, and I'm going, this is awesome. It really is. And literally, 40-day tactical training for freedom from the devil. We're expelling demons in the way that God has shown us. We're speaking the light of truth against this pervasive darkness of lies we're swimming in right now. I mean, even those that are trying to speak the truth. I'm in Facebook jail, okay? I think I got 14 more days, okay? Because why? Because I shared a LifeSite news article. That's it. That is being shared by everyone else. But what are they doing? I'm a threat. Because they have to censor. They have to tamp down their truth. So that the only thing spoken is the lies. Right? So, and I'll be attacked from all sides too. And I am. It's only starting. Don't worry, I'm not being beat up just yet, okay? But it's starting to percolate, and that's the era we're in right now too. that people are afraid to speak the truth because of the persecution that will come, again, from both sides. All right? From both sides. I don't know. I'm not going to stop speaking the truth. And I want to say this too. I've never registered for any political party. I've never given a dime to any political party. I've never sat on any committee or any form of anything for any political party. Okay? But here's the deal. In our time, we have people who can actually do something to stop the culture of death. And so, we're grateful to them. At the same time, we have some people who can do something to usher in more of the culture of death, to get us to pay for abortions, to have children of both sexes sharing showers with each other. We need to admonish that publicly, beginning with the spiritual leaders. Because if it doesn't come from us, then everybody else goes, oh, I guess it's not a big deal. Oh, I guess we're not supposed to, or we shouldn't say anything. Do you see what I'm saying here? I'm not about personalities or parties. I'm about movements. And I will give thanks and point to anyone, whether they be religious or secular, who helps drive those movements in the way of Jesus Christ. And I will speak up against those who are lying to us, who are normalizing evil, who are ushering in the culture of death, and every other kind of sexual deviance or whatever. And I will call them out personally. And I will warn to not get behind those movements or support those movements in any way possible. Don't let those movements get into power. That is not politics. That is building the kingdom of God and standing against the powers of evil. I'm so tired of the radical, secular, or whatever you want to call them, telling us to sit down and shut up because you shouldn't be so political. Oh, really? I'm horrified that you just couldn't pass a bill to save a baby who's alive on the table? And you're telling me to shut up because I'm political? No mas. Don't worry. I'm not going to speak more or less. I'm going to speak more. Am I going to share memes of political figures? No. I never was in favor of that to begin with. It's ridiculous. We have to speak clearly. Don't we long for clarity? Don't we long for clarity? Oh my goodness. To speak clearly about what God wants us to do, what God teaches through divine revelation, sacred scripture, sacred tradition. What he wants us to do. This movement that does it God's way is the hope of our country. In the name of the Father, the Son.